Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway.
I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no, please don't wake me now.
Thank you everyone for tuning in, and welcome to the first episode of Ego Watch. In these episodes, we will be talking about anything and everything to do with spiritual awakening. Now, for some of you, that term may bring up a red flag, and you think, spiritual awakening? That's not for me. That's for yogis in India, or priests, or gurus, people who have time to meditate and reflect. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true. So in today's episode, we are answering the question, who exactly is spiritual awakening for? This question has stumped me over the last several years as I've been trying to market Choose Spirit Now. On one hand, this is for everyone since we are all spiritual beings, and therefore we are all capable of understanding and experiencing spiritual awakening or enlightenment. But here's the tricky part, so listen up. The one thing we are trying to wake up from, the ego, is the one thing that convinces us that we don't want or need to wake up, period. The ego convinces us that we are too cool for spirituality or that we are not advanced enough to understand enlightenment, let alone experience it. This just shows how manipulative the ego really is to be able to trick us into staying immersed within its grip. Look, I understand nobody wants to look like a holy roller or sound like a Jesus freak. I sure didn't. But that's not what spiritual awakening is all about. Spiritual awakening or enlightenment is for people just like me and you. People getting up for work every day, people with kids, mortgages, relationships, because these are precisely the things that get us so busy and so worked up that at some point we hit a brick wall and we wake up wondering who we are and what in the hell happened to us. So let me ask you this. Have you ever woken up one day and life is beautiful and you feel on top of the world and everything just seems to be in place? You feel fully immersed in life and you're enjoying it. Then the next day you wake up and out of the blue, you feel like a rotten, worthless, no good sack of potatoes. You can't figure out which way is up, which way is down, and you just keep asking yourself, how in the world can you feel this way today when yesterday was so darn good? Well, this is your sign. This is when you need to start looking more deeply within and figuring out what you can do to get back on track. This is precisely the time to look at spiritual awakening and determine if you are ready for it. You can probably relate to wanting more peace and joy in life, wanting to find fulfillment and contentment, wanting to find real meaning or a life's purpose. And what you may not realize is that that's what spiritual awakening is all about. It allows you to see the bigger picture in life so that you can sink in and enjoy every moment, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Who is spiritual awakening not for? Because the ego can be tricky, it will convince some of you that you aren't ready to look your ego in the eye and begin to see through it and dismantle it. But some of you are ready. Some of you are at that point in which you know there has got to be a better way, that life is good, but you want to understand how, when life is good, you can still manage to have bad days, really bad days, days in which you wake up out of the blue and question everything, days in which you wonder how you got on this ego-emotional roller coaster and how in the hell you can get off. So what's it going to be? Do you want to allow the ego to pull the wool over your eyes and continue to feel the stress and unfulfillment that comes from that? Or do you want to learn to live life fully awake and jump off this emotional roller coaster for good? Ego Watch Podcast will help you become vigilant over the ego and how it might be wreaking havoc in your life. Maybe not every day, but enough for you to say, enough is enough. Now, I want to share a quote from my book, Choose Spirit Now, Wake Up to an Exquisite Life, in which I talk about getting to that point myself where I was ready to try something different, where I realized that everything else that I had tried up to that point just wasn't getting it for me anymore. So here goes. When you start talking about Jesus and the Holy Spirit all the time, you don't want your friends to start pointing at you and saying, "Oh my God, what has happened to her?" But as I kept facing the same small dissatisfactions in life, the same small moments of having the blues, the same small moments of kicking myself for something stupid I did, and the same big fears of losing loved ones, I realized that maybe I was ready to try a different way of looking at things. So that's from my book, Choose Spirit Now, Wake Up to an Exquisite Life. And the best way to find that different way of looking at things is by understanding spiritual awakening and supplying yourself with the tools necessary to live life awake on a daily basis. And that's what Choose Spirit Now is all about, getting you real workable tools to live life fully awake every single day. So take action now. If you are not already on my guest list, then go to ChooseSpiritNow.com and sign up immediately. You will get amazing tips and tools delivered straight to your inbox every Monday morning, helping you to understand awakening, experience awakening, and reminding you to stay in that awakening once you find it. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, if you have a question you'd like for me to answer on Ego Watch, send an email to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you on my guest list. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. And remember, to live awake is to love your life. And what can be better than that?